Lexi Reardon is a mom on a mission. Her son Axel suffers from metachromatic leukodystrophy, or MLD. When Reardon began to notice symptoms around Axel's second birthday, her concerns were dismissed by a string of doctors. By the time he was finally diagnosed, the disease had progressed too far for Axel to be included in a clinical trial that might have improved his prognosis. Reardon says when parents suspect something may be wrong with their child, they shouldn't have to battle doctors to find out what.
You're trying to work with your own emotions and feelings, and then it's like having to go out there and still fight. You're fighting every day to keep going for your child, and now you're going to have to fight with medical professionals. That's just ridiculous to me.
And so you had to fight for months to finally get this diagnosis of MLD, this incredibly rare genetic disease. How has it affected your son?
Over the last year, Axel has lost the ability to walk and crawl, sit unassisted, roll over. He's not able to eat on his own. He's strictly G-tube fed. He can't support, you know, his own head. He can't hold on to things unless, like, we place it into his hands. His hands are usually, like, fisted. So if we put something that, like, a rattle or something like that in his hand, he can hold it. But for the most part, you know, he is completely dependent on us in that way. And then research shows that once you get your diagnosis, and once the onset of like symptoms start, most MLD kids with late infantile only have like 3 to 5 years after that. And so that's why we were really hoping for a clinical trial or anything to slow this down. Unfortunately, that's not the case for us.
So you're on a mission to spread awareness about MLD. But it also seems like there's a need to raise awareness among parents that sometimes you have to really get in there and advocate for yourselves and your kids. And as part of this, kind of motivated by the experience that you had in not being able to get the doctors to listen to you.
Absolutely. I think that has changed my whole outlook on parenting. Like before all this, I was very like laid back about that kind of stuff. We don't go in to see the doctor for a little cough or anything like that. But now it's like, you know, if you just think one thing is off, and I tell a lot of my friends who are just now having kids and stuff like that, and I tell them if they feel like one little thing is off, go to your doctor. If they blow you off, go find another doctor. Like, don't just take this one doctor's word because they've been a doctor for what, 30, 40 years. I mean, they don't know everything as much as we'd like to believe that they do. If you feel like something is not right, then you need to go to whatever length to get to the bottom of it, because there is so much that is unknown with, especially these genetic diseases. We never saw this coming.
So now you're well over a year into this odyssey of trying to diagnose and treat Axel's MLD. What are your takeaways? What do you think that the medical industry and the insurance industry need to be doing differently?
There is so many changes that could be made to make things a little bit easier. I know, especially with dealing with Illinois Medicaid, everything is a battle. Like, there's not one simple thing that has happened dealing with them, whether it is covering the cost of medications he needs so he's not in like this terrible amount of pain 24/7. They give us a hard time for that. They give us a hard time for what doctors we want to see because we are going out of state. However, there are no in-state doctors that have even a little bit of knowledge about this disease. And doctors, I mean, I'm sure they see all sorts of people, and probably some moms who are a little too crazy, like over concerned that something is wrong. But a lot of the times, you know, you don't know. You're not the parent. You're not around them every day. So I feel like they really need to take more time to listen to these parents who have concerns and not just have a 5-minute appointment and then try to push you out the door so you can get to your next patient.
Lexi Reardon says her son Axel finds a lot of joy in his therapy pony. In addition to raising awareness for MLD, Reardon says she'd like to open a therapy farm for kids. She spoke with Sarah Nardi.